The race for governor seems to be picking up steam just about every week as more Democrats enter the contest. And now, candidates for lieutenant governor also are coming forward. Last week, former Milwaukee legislator Mandela Barnes said he's running as a Democrat. J.R. Ross of WisPolitics.com shared his thoughts about election-related developments with Marty Michelson for this week's Capitol Notes.
Every race seems to start earlier every cycle. So, you know, Mandela Barnes, talking to him, made the argument that he was somebody who could bring out voters next fall that Democrats, you know, didn't really inspire last year. That would be young voters, minorities, people from Milwaukee. Mandela is 30, he's African-American, and represented Milwaukee in the state assembly. He seems to fit the bill and his argument of the people the Dems really inspired last time. And you look at the field for governor on the Democratic side, most of the folks who are running are in their upper 50s and Caucasian. So you could make an argument that Mandela would have a nice balance to a ticket if one of those candidates on the Democratic side won the nomination for governor. Now, the flip side is, to be honest, that candidates for lieutenant governor don't often make huge impacts on the ticket. It's kind of like the vice presidential nominee every year. You just have to be able to not make a big mistake and hurt the ticket. You know, so Mandela can make that argument about maybe inspiring voters, but I don't know that most folks I talk to think that whether it's Mandela and Rebecca Clayfish on the stage in a debate for lieutenant governor, if they really turn that race next year.
Do you expect more candidates to announce for lieutenant governor in the coming weeks or months?
Some other names have floated, but as far as a high-profile candidate, there really aren't a lot of people who are dying to get that job right now. Rebecca Clayfish is fairly secure on the Republican side, so the question is kind of, will anybody else on the Dem side think it's worth a shot or be interested in running? You know, for Mandela, he's not in office right now. He doesn't have to give up a seat. If you're a lawmaker and your term is up, you're up for re-election next fall, you have to give up your seat to run. So it's a risky proposition. For Mandela, there's not that downside of giving your office. Now, of course, there's a downside for him possibly. If they were to lose, he lost a bid for state senate last year, you start losing a lot of races and it can really kind of hamper your political career. So it's something for him to watch.
At the same time, Governor Walker pretty much confirmed that he will seek another term in 2018 when he launched a video last week that asks, "Are you with me?" He's going to make an official announcement in early November. So what can we expect after he makes it official?
Well, things just kind of transition a little bit. After you announce, it's all about the reelection. You know, there's going to be a little more political analysis to what he says or the priorities lays out. I mean, let's be honest, everything the governor does, there's a political aspect to it, and we as reporters are following it, focus on that political piece. But this is a little bit different, you know, once he announces. And we'll see him ramp up a campaign staff. We'll see him, you know, more high profile with his fundraisers. I mean, Governor Walker's been raising money the entire time he's been thinking about running for reelection. So that's not going to change. It just becomes more high profile. There's a little more emphasis on it. I mean, a little more the public consciousness, which is why I get the impression, you know, even though he wanted to announce this summer when the budget was done, they got delayed until September. But if you pay attention, he's been dribbling out little nuggets of news, like the new logo for his campaign. He released that digital ad last week and then did the release, the official date he'll announce. It's all about like generating free media publicity and reminding people, hey, I'm going to run next year. I know we've been kind of wrapped up in that budget for many, many months in the Capitol, but here's something you should be paying attention to.
Thanks for your insight, JR.
Anytime. Have a great day.
We'll talk to you again this time next week.